What's a hypocrite? Have you ever seen one? Do you know any people today that you think of as being hypocrites? And I was thinking of what Webster's Dictionary says about a hypocrite, and it is pretty straightforward in what it has to say. It says a hypocrite is someone who's an actor, a pretender, a person who pretends to be what he is not, one who pretends to be better than he really is, or to be pious, virtuous, and so forth, without really being so. A pretender, an actor. Now, there's a place for acting. You may go, for example, and watch some play or see some movie, and you see people that are acting out certain roles, and you accept this. You say, well, I know they're acting, and they know it too. And they're not really trying to deceive anyone. They're acting out a role. And at Halloween time, when little children come with their costumes on, we don't get out there and storm at them and say, you're being hypocrites. We say, it's cute. They're just being actors. They're playing a role that there isn't really true of them. But we understand that's what it is, and they do too. But to be a hypocrite is to be pretending to be something you are not and trying to get people believe you really are that. And the Lord has very little room for this kind of thing. I want to read a few verses in Luke, the Gospel of Luke chapter 12, and we're going to read here some of the Lord's warnings. Verse 35, he says, let your waist be girded and your lamps burning, and you yourselves be like men who wait for their master when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you that he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat and will come and serve them. And if he should come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all the people? The Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. In other words, carrying out his responsibility, doing what his master asked him to do. Truly I say to you, he will make him ruler over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the men servants and maid servants, and to eat and to drink and be drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know yet committed things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required, and to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask the more. The Lord here talks about the fact that he's coming back. He says, in view of that, you should be alert, active, your waists girded. They would put a belt around their loose flowing garments in order that they could move and work. And he says, your lamps burning, a testimony of your expectancy. You're waiting for the Lord to come back. You love him, a witness for him. Now, he says that actually, when he comes back, if he finds people, his servants, waiting for him, alert and anxiously waiting, being active for him, being faithful to him, he is going to be overjoyed. And he says, it'll be like a man who comes in and says to his servants, my, you've been so faithful. Now you sit down and let me serve you. I want to serve your meal, and I want to show how much I appreciate your faithfulness. Faithful servants, those that are real, Those that say, I'm waiting for the Lord, I believe in him, and I'm waiting for him to come back, and that show it by their conduct, by how they live, how they act. And so he is mentioning here the tremendous joy a man has when he comes back to his home and he finds his servants being faithful, having carried out his orders, his wishes during his absence. And he's so grateful that he even serves them and gives them a meal and just wants to express to them his great appreciation. Now the Lord goes on to give some words of warning. There's going to be appreciation for those who are faithful. If you know the Lord and love him, and if you're faithfully doing what you should, if you're being a good witness for him, if you're living a holy life, if you're reading his word, if you're praying, if you're just walking with the Lord, then when he comes, there's going to be real commendation, and he's going to be just overjoyed at your faithfulness. I would like to have that, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you like for the joy of the Lord to be filled with joy as he looks at your life when he returns? He's done so much for us. Well, he speaks there anyway of this situation, and he cautions, and he says, you need to be ready. The Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Christ says, I'm going to come back at a time when you really aren't expecting me to come. And you need to be ready at any moment because you don't know exactly when I'm going to return. Now, the Lord goes on to talk about the situation that in some cases, these who are stewards, who are placed in positions of responsibility may prove to be hypocrites, may prove not to be responsible servants. And he talks about this. Here's one, he says, for example, in verse 45, a servant who says, my master's delaying. He's staying a long time. Who knows when he'll come back? And because of that, he begins to abuse the other servants, take advantage of them, use his position, and just live a careless, loose life. He eats, he drinks, he gets drunk. He's just living a very ungodly life, really. And the Lord says the master of that servant will come on a day when he's not looking for him. He's going to catch him. And he uses some strong words here. Now, let me suggest that as we look at this parable, we're looking at things as they appear. Here's someone who appears to be a servant of the Lord. He professes to be a servant of the Lord. But as time goes on, his conduct, his life, shows that he's not truly a servant from the heart. He abuses any privileges he has. It might be, for example, like a minister in a church who abuses his office and who misappropriates funds, and he just lives a careless, ungodly life, who's perhaps involved in immorality. The Lord here says, look, the time of reckoning is coming. And those who are not real servants from the heart, he says, I'm going to punish. And he says, this man's going to have his portion with the unbelievers, with those who are not real, who are not genuine. In other words, hypocrisy is going to be revealed in time. Imagine if the first, that servant, looked very real and very good. To others, they could look at him and say, my, he's a good, faithful person. But as time went on, it showed that he didn't really have a heart for his master, and he lived selfishly and he lived wickedly. In other words, he showed he was a hypocrite. At the beginning there, he'd said nice words, he had expressed his devotion to his master, but as time went on, it showed that there was no real love for his master, and he lived an ungodly, selfish life. And the Lord promises that such hypocrisy is going to be revealed. You know, we can play games for a while. We can fool others for a while. And it may go on for some time, but ultimately, usually in this life, and ultimately certainly when we stand before the Lord, hypocrisy and a lack of reality is going to be revealed. Whether we really love the Lord or not, whether we've really accepted him, whether our lives are godly lives, these things are all going to be revealed. And he says here, the one who is a hypocrite is going to be punished, and is going to be cast among those who are unbelievers, those who are not real, those who've never professed to be a servant. And, you know, when the Lord comes back, there are going to be a lot of people who've gone to church and who've gone along with things. Outwardly, if you talk to them, they say, yes, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I believe in God. Yeah, I believe in the Apostles' Creed, and they could say a lot of nice words. Yet their lives are revealing increasingly that there is no love for God, there's no desire to please him, they're just interested in their own selfish pleasure and desires. And the Lord Jesus says the time coming when all hypocrisy, all acting is going to be revealed. When you stand before him, the mask is going to be stripped off. And then as we stand before him, we'll be real. The Lord will see us for what we are, and others will see us for what we are. And if there's not genuine faith, and if there's not a genuine love for the Lord, that's going to all be revealed. There's judgment ahead. And the Lord says that judgment's going to be in accordance with our knowledge. The more you know, the more responsible you are, he says. And punishment will be in accordance with that. And so really, in countries where we've had the gospel, and when we've been privileged in so many ways, you know, we have a greater responsibility. We know more. And there ought to be a response to that. Those of us who hear the gospel, there ought to be a response to that. We ought to turn to him. We ought to trust him. We ought to receive the Lord. And as we know him and love him, our lives should be genuine. They should not be acting at all. We should be those who are true believers from the heart. I want to be like that. Don't you? Don't you?